Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, let's do this game. It's Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Our first contestant is Tom. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, you still not sober?
Still not sober.
All right, good for you, Tom. Okay, men's room poll. First one of the new year. Pick a cellmate for the weekend. Are you going to take Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I think Will Smith.
Gonna hang out with Will Smith, huh? Okay. Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, yes indeed.
I think that would be the one that would annoy me the most.
Really?
Yep.
More than Kanye.
I could sit there with Madonna.
Really? You could?
Yes.
I couldn't do it.
Will Smith would just annoy me.
Okay, fair enough. Where are you going on this, Dad? Or are you taking Kanye?
I'm taking Kanye. Look, he is insane. I just feel like he would be entertaining.
For a minute.
I feel like after a weekend, too, he'd be like, want to do something together? I'd be like, yeah, like.
Bring your naked wife.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd hop on a track with him.
What about you, Mike? Where are you going? You got these four great options. It's just one weekend.
I know. I really don't know. Hang on. Run down them one more time for me.
It is Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna.
I feel like Madonna. I think that she would be insufferable, but she would eventually like click over into, you're just legitimately crazy. Okay.
You think?
Yeah.
I think she just stays at insufferable somehow.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. Well, she might have, yeah. Give me a big hairy mouth hug. All right, Tom, here is your question. Multiple choice. The lumbar spine consists of how many vertebrae? 5, 7, 9, or 11?
I'm going to say 7.
I'll say 5.
5.
5.
5.
Where's I'm the biggest dummy so far.
You know what, Tom? You are correct.
You are
our biggest dummy of the year.
Hang up on him.
Such an idiot.
God. Technically, we should.
I know.
Based on the rules of the game.
I know, right? Right.
See you, Tom.
All right, Tom, your question. Who hosted last year's Academy Awards?
Really? No idea. Billy Crystal.
Nice.
Academy Awards.
I mean, it's just last year.
The Academy Awards.
Yeah, just last year.
When
I say the name,
is
like,
it Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, that's right. No, a former late night host.
Conan O'Brien,
yes. And that amazing. You host. It's like such a big deal. It's an honor to do it. And one year, no one remembers who the hell did it.
Mike and I are usually so hammered on champagne in my house.
Oh, that's right, tuxedos.
Or in the limo.
I still need my tie back, dude. Did you ever find it in your apartment?
I hate to tell you,
ever?
I didn't find it.
Have you ever been to one of those parties before?
What yeah, parties? Every year.
An Academy Award party.
You mean like with friends and all
that? Like, people get together and they place bets on who they believe is going to win, but they've watched the majority of the movies.
No. I don't know how you can.
It's like you prep. It's like being in a book club, man. You got to read the book, right? But I mean, that's a lot of movies to watch.
And the difference with those movies, like, there's a chance I've seen a movie or two, depending when it came out, but most of the directors that are trying to get an Academy Award, they release them between October and Christmas.
Well,
like,
also,
I just don't have that time.
Well, one movie also can knock out like three or four possible, you know, nominations.
The problem is that half of them also are, I feel like they don't come out to theaters until this year.
Right, like
you know what I mean? Like, you can't watch all the doggone movies. Like, how do I know that that's the best
picture? They're already saying the Leonardo DiCaprio movie is going to take a ton of
I think so?
Take a ton of awards, yeah.
All right, your question. Who founded the Church of Scientology?
L. Ron Hubbard.
You got it, Tom.
The science fiction writer?
Yes.
You're still the biggest dummy, though.
Yeah, yes. Tom is now the biggest dummy. Three questions to get one right.
So stupid.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
206-803-ROCK, the game is Big Dummy.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
Honorary first member of 2026 Team Sober.
Team Sober?
Yes, the first one.
The first sober member?
Of this year, yeah.
Well, Tom was sober.
I thought Tom said he was not sober.
Oh, no, he's always sober.
Oh, is he always sober?
Yeah, he doesn't drink.
You said, are you still not sober?
Yeah, you said.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Correct, sorry. That was my bad.
All right, that's why I'm with Thrill.
Like,
yeah. All right, Josh, who are you taking for the weekend in the prison there? Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I like older chicks. I'm going with Madonna.
All right. Madonna it is. All right.
See, you say that. I think when we pick you up on Monday, hey, man, I was jailed. You would say, I don't like older chicks anymore. All right, Josh.
Yeah, no.
I mean, look, who knows? Who knows? She'd probably hook you up.
How old are you?
36.
You got a chance.
Yeah, you're right in her wheelhouse,
yep,
I think.
You really are.
All right. Her and Cher. Mm-hmm. All right. They too old for Bill Belichick.
They know what's up. Martha Stewart, all these people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, if I'm going to do it, man, Demi Moore.
Yeah, plow me, man.
All right, give me a 22-year-old.
All right, here's your question. What is the thin layer of foam on top of an espresso called?
The head.
That was going to be my guess.
Coffee head.
I thought it was just foam.
Crema.
Crema.
That is crema. It is foam. But if it's on espresso, it's crema. If it's beer, it's a head. Yes.
Crema.
All right.
Crema. All right, your question. Gray, blue, bowhead, and pilot are varieties of what?
Say that again.
Gray, blue, bowhead, and pilot are all varieties of what?
All I can think of is Crema Madonna.
Crema Madonna.
Whale.
I gave you a hint.
Yeah.
Ted spoke whale.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Like Ellen DeGeneres.
Well,
technically, that was
not the first time I spoke whale.
Right. I spoke whale a few times, like, hey, it's the next morning, you need to go. All right.
Did you kill a cheetah?
Your question. What one-named singer had a hit with the awful song 99 Luft Balloons?
99 Luft Balloons, blah, blah, blah.
That song was so stupid.
Well, it charted with two different versions.
I know,
one was German and one was an English version.
And I was like, cool, play them both.
They did.
Oh, I know.
I should know this.
It's okay if you forgot.
I never knew it.
Isn't there a Garcia with this name? Am I wrong?
No.
I don't think there is.
That'd be a weird last name for her.
Okay. Well, I'm aware of that.
She's German.
Yeah.
It's not Tiffany's American ass. We'll just say Tiffany.
Nina.
It is Nina.
Nina. Okay. Nina. Yeah.
Is there a Nina Garcia?
I swear there's a Nina Garcia. Not spelled the same, obviously.
I see what you're saying. I'm sure there is a Nina Garcia somewhere. I just don't know.
Josh, you're now the new biggest dummy, by the way. Nice work.
So stupid, Josh.
Garcia just thought a big surname in Germany.
No.
It's not spelled the same.
Her last name is Kerner.
Nina?
Yeah.
Nina Kerner.
Well, her actual name's Gabrielle.
Really?
Yeah. I Googled her.
Sounds dirty. All right.
I Googled her.
Your question. Which human, and it's multiple choice, which human ancestor discovered fire? Neanderthals, Homo erectus, Homo habilis, or Australopithecine?
Neanderthals.
That's where I would have gone.
I'll say Australopithecine.
Homo erectus.
Oh.
Discovered fire and Viagra.
Did some good work, those Homo erectus.
Yeah, that's why they were called that. They constantly had attention. Always horny.
Great army. Had helmets and everything.
Oh, yeah. Homo erectus. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean? It's part of Italy. Think pizza, mafia.
Oh.
You've definitely heard of this place.
Sicily?
You got it.
Boom.
Nice job. Nice
Sicily. There you go. Still the biggest dummy.
I was going to say the rock, they called that.
Rock of Gibraltar?
Well, just Italians. They refer to Sicily as the rock because Italy is the boot. So it's the boot that kicks the rock.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they call it the rock.
Kind of makes sense, yeah.